countries close their borders, travelers, including thousands of Americans, are stranded, struggling to find a way back to the U.S. The State Department tonight raising its global travel advisory to its highest level, telling Americans who live in the U.S. not to travel abroad, and U.S. citizens living overseas to stay put. Among those trying to get home, hundreds of Americans in Peru, which closed its borders Monday. Commercial flights are not an option. 19-year-old Aiden Earhart and her friends are at a hotel outside of Lima.
It could be a lot worse, and I think like our whole group attitude is that we're very thankful for the resources we do have.
Aiden's father, a Boston doctor.
We'd love to have them all back with us and safely sound back here in the U.S.
President Trump saying the military is working to bring them home.
We have a group of young people in Peru, and we're working on taking care of that with the military.
But embassies and consulates are working with skeletal staffs. In Morocco, all the U.S. ambassador could do was post a video today.
We are exploring all options.
Small comfort for travelers.
It's scary for Americans because we don't know where we're going. We don't know if we're getting home.
Tonight, the U.S. Embassy in Peru sent messages for people to sign up for commercial flights, but no sign yet that the border is reopening.